This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
Quickly, Berger the other way for the Redskins. Oh, what a shot! Berger on the dead run. She was clobbered from the side by a Tiger defender. Hooked it high off the glass. Somehow, miraculously, it went in. And the official signals good. It counts. And that's the right call. Well, it was one you would never make in horse, I don't think.
Well, if somebody fouls you in horse, you get the fight anyway.
Color and play-by-play of boys and girls high school basketball can be heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com, including the close shots and close games.
And look out now, Fairlawn, you got it to 2-1. Here is Lessing diving into the lane. Arches up a teardrop in front, hit the rim twice. Good! It went in. Wow, it's a two-point game, 51-49. Power move by Brady, around and out, no good. Stick back is in. Brady Wilhelmuth, a muscle man on the board. That trip down the floor.
Did a great job of staying with the missed shot.
Open look, 15-footer in again. Sarah Bettinger, red hot. She gains another jumper.
And you will jump for joy when you hear your favorite teams. The Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, Minster Wildcats, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets. They're all winners.
And you're right. It comes down to the coaching. It comes down to the philosophy. These kids don't expect to lose. They figure out a way to do it.
Gordon veers to the right, still behind the arc. Loops it this side of the top of the key to Gallimore. And Gallimore jumps and shoots a triple. Nothing but court. All net. It was perfect.
Nothing but net. The internet. ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's a quick retry. Left wing. Trevor Modern. Bingo! He's got it for the Raiders. Meyer in the right corner. Set. Shoots the long three ball. Anna left her open. Swish. She's got it. Fine form of that jumper by Cassie Meyer. Here is Sosby faking left, going right. Drew lets one fly. Three-point land. We could tell that one was in all the way. And it is right down through the bottom of the well.
Oh, those state championship moments and special plays.
Baseline to Dylan Cordano. Oh, look at it go. A reverse layup. What a shot by Dylan Cordano. Well, that deserves a super califragilistic expialidocious. It's done one. Both huge cheering sections of Fort Loramie fans behind us and across the way are going crazy. Dedlund at the Schottenstein Center.
the first state title in girls basketball for Fort Lauderdale. Redskins win it by 15. Let the game begin here on Scores, broadcast.com. Chuck and I love what we do. We thoroughly enjoy bringing you Shelby County boys and girls basketball. We've got a passion for what we do. We hope you enjoy our webcast coverage. Let's get the party started. 25 footer, Yoskamp, good, good! Yoskamp rifles it a bomb.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We speak to you from Tippecanoe High School in Tipp City in southern Miami County, the scene of today's championship contest. We've got Fort Loramie and Cincinnati Country Day coming up in just a few minutes, followed by Jackson Center against Tri-Village. Earlier here today, in a game that we did not cover, Miami Valley School was victorious over Southeastern quite easily. So Miami Valley School advances to a regional semifinal at Vandalia next Thursday evening against either Jackson Center or Tri-Village. Those two teams play in the third game of the day here at Tippecanoe, our second webcast on scoresbroadcast.com. The winner of this game between Fort Loramie and Country Day will come back next Wednesday night in another regional semifinal at Vandalia Butler to take on the winner of tonight's game up at Wapakoneta between Minster and Marion Local. Fort Loramie Redskins, under the guidance of head coach Carlos Siegel, have ripped off, Chuck, I think 11 wins in succession, 21-4 now, after taking the Shelby County League Championship in comeback fashion, finishing 11-1 in SCL action, blitzing the three straight sectional victories at Sydney. The opponent, Cincinnati Country Day, 18-6 on the year. It takes part in the Miami Valley Conference with the likes of Summit Country Day, Cincinnati Christian, North College Hill, St. Bernard. Six defeats suffered by Cincinnati Country Day this year, two at the hands of Summit Country Day, which got knocked out of the Division III tournament in Game 2 by a very strong Madeira team. Summit Country Day is the club that beat Fort Loramie in the Berlin Highland Classic in the country. 10-year head coach at Cincinnati Country Day is John Snell. He says this is by no means one of my most talented teams. It's not. It's in the middle of the pack. It's maybe my hardest working club. Well, and it's a surprise that Cincinnati Country Day is here, upsetting Fayetteville Perry in the previous sectional game. So things happen in the tournament. That's why Fort Loramie cannot drop its guard today. The Redskins, defending state champs, to the state Final Four 4 years in a row, hope to make it five this year, cannot afford to drop their guard here in this district championship game coming up.
Well, I don't think they'll let them. And they've won how many districts in a row? 9, 10? Yeah, so I don't think they ever drop their guard. They are always the prohibitive favorite coming into this game, and they have never disappointed. She is not going to let them. Coach Siegel will not allow them to not be prepared to play basketball this afternoon.
What has become so impressive, Chuck, about this Fort Loramie girls team, and we've alluded to it the last three or four times we've seen the Lady Redskins play, is that what was perhaps a weakness of this team in December, maybe as late as early or mid-January, has become a strength. Quality, depth, and guard play now pretty potent for this Lady Redskins team, supporting Jessica Berger, who's averaging nearly 17 points a game.
Well, it wasn't maybe a weakness. It was an absolute weakness. Not only were they not getting any scoring out of the backcourt, but they were turning the ball over at a kind of an alarming rate. And they lost that game to Anna because of that reason. They lost the game to Lima Bath because of that reason. And now, you're right, it has turned into one of the strengths. It allows Jessica Berger to score and not have to handle the basketball and do all the other things that you need other people to do. And it also makes it so when she can get a rest, they're not dead skunk trying to continue to try to score. They still play good basketball with her sitting on the sideline. I think the X factor for this Fort Loramie team, which will allow the Lady Redskins to go deep into the tournament and beyond the district and through the regional, including Minster, if that's who Fort Loramie winds up playing, is Holly Fry. If she generates a dozen, 13 points, is strong on the boards, and stays on the floor for 28, 29 minutes out of 32 and avoids foul trouble, boy, Fort Loramie will be very difficult to beat.
Well, she's a very good free throw shooter, and when she gets into the lane, one of the things that she does is sometimes she's a little weak going up. She doesn't go up strong with the basketball, but she's gotten better in the last few games doing that. And another one, I think, on the inside is Janelle Hoing. She has improved more, I think, than anybody else. And then you look at Brandewey, Maddie Brandewey. Mm-hmm. She has become someone that before she just took some minutes up while people rested. Now,
yeah,
she has become someone that they can look to, and she's looking to try to score.
Yeah, you're right. Katie Hoing has gotten incrementally better over the last several weeks. Maddie Brandewey seems to have a nose for the basket. The guard play, wow. Taylor Gasson, Olivia Quinter, Caitlin Lukey, Rayanne Fry. Where would this team be without the play of Caitlin Lukey, who stepped in midseason coming off the bench and filled a void at guard? Olivia Quinter out with mononucleosis. Taylor Gasson was finding her game. And Hattie Meyer, the sophomore, she has spelled them all extremely well. She's a fire plug when she comes on the court. I'm impressed with Fort Loramie's depth and strength now at the guard positions.
Well, they're all interchangeable, and as a coach, that's what you want. You don't want to have one kid does this well, one kid does that well. They can all score. They all play good defense. They all handle the basketball now, and that's what they weren't doing early. So they have turned into a well-rounded basketball team, and that's what Fort Loramie does. It's
yep.
The time of year where you just expect to go to Columbus and watch them play basketball.
And there's no more conserving minutes or quarters for Abby Holdhouse for appearances in JV games.
Right.
She's up full-time varsity now, and Abby can put the ball in the basket. She can score, and she'll be counted on to make some key offensive plays. She needs two or three baskets here today to get her feet wet, because I guarantee you in the regional, she is going to be a factor offensively. Abby Holdhouse can produce at the offensive end.
And she can. And so now we look down there. We probably talked about 10 girls that are outstanding basketball players,
yep.
And that's how you go to – I'm not going to jinx them by saying go to Columbus, and Coach Siegel would probably punch me if she heard me say it. But that's how you get on a roll this time of the year.
The names you will hear us mention most frequently for Cincinnati Country Day, the Indians here today, include Izzy Hensley, a 5'8 sophomore guard, 12 points a game. Missy Diekman Meyer, a 5'11 senior. She's the tower of strength in the middle. She's averaging 9 points a game, and so is Katie Jamison, a 5'9" senior. Those three young ladies lead the team in scoring. Rounding out the starting five, Caitlin Setters, a 5'5" freshman, and Dee Mohan, a 5'3" junior guard. As I mentioned, the Miami Valley Conference is the home for Cincinnati Country Day. 18-6 on the year, and the Indians spoiled the party for Fayetteville Perry in the sectional, upsetting them by 3 points.
Well, Fayetteville's been here a lot of times in a row, so it was somebody else's turn to get here anyway. But I get so confused with the Summit Country Day and Country Day, and so I'm glad I know who this is now.
And so many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here today on ScoresBroadcast.com. Our anchors, American Architectural Glass, now in Fort Loramie on Elm Street. Jason Meyer, the owner, lives in Fort Loramie. AAG Inc. used to be in Clayton. Now the home is Fort Loramie for AAG. We're so pleased to have American Architectural Glass on board with us here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Gratitude as well to Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Local Equipment in Jackson Center on with us since the inception. Where would we be without Local Equipment? A founding underwriting sponsor, Local Equipment.
for scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks so much to Mary Lee Smock, Roger Dietrich, the entire clan of staff and associates at LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Sydney Body Car Star on Stolle in Sydney, new location in Troy. Tom Martin, gratitude to you. Thank you very much, Sydney Body Car Star. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Wilson Health, a great fit for us. We just produced a new commercial. It features Ashley Egan, the Sydney girls basketball guard, and her mom, Kathy. I hope you enjoy it. It's a true story about how Wilson Health Sports Medicine enabled Ashley to recover from a serious knee injury her sophomore year, to rebound, have two outstanding seasons in girls basketball and soccer her junior and senior years. And the Sydney girls this season won their first 24 games in a row, and Ashley Egan was a big part of that. Thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine and the Sydney Daily News in Sydney. Ken Barhorst, you deserve every single bit of the recognition you received last night before the start of the Fort Laramie-Rushi sectional championship game. You've given your life in excess of 40 years to high school sports coverage in the Upper Miami Valley, and the turnout at midcourt was unbelievable. Every one of those individuals, coaches, athletic directors, school officials, from down deep in their heart, is so pleased and thankful for all you have contributed to high school sports in Shelby County and the Upper Miami Valley. Thanks, Ken Barhorst and the Sydney Daily News. These additional underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com: Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go a night a week. Brookins in Fort Laramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. The In-Between, our pregame sponsor, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in between, it's out of this world. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, on-time high-tech computer solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. And these Fort Laramie game sponsors here today, as always, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's on the web at TomJerry's.com. These new underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, so pleased to have these three new underwriting support contributors on board with us. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, Primary Eye Care Associates, 5 locations throughout the Upper Miami Valley, in Jackson Center, in Sydney, in Fort Laramie, in Troy, and St. Paris. And also gratitude to Sydney Car Care, Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, in excess of 40 years of outstanding automotive work between them. When you drop into Sydney Car Care, tell Todd and Corey you heard about Sydney Car Care right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Sydney Car Care, 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney. Tremendous service. That location is 1080 4th, in between the hospital and the drive-in theater in Sydney. For an appointment, phone 492-9495, 492-9495. Entire rosters being introduced. Cincinnati Country Day to our left across the floor. In the road, dark blue and light blue with off-white numerals. Very classy looking unis. Fort Laramie cheering section up in unison on the far side as the Redskins roster now comes out. Fort Laramie in the home white black numbers outlined in red. If you need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business, call in Tom and Jerry's. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism, on the web at TomJerry's.com. Opening five for Fort Loramie, Katie Hoying in the middle, 5'11 senior. She is joined by Jessica Berger, nearly 17 points a game, a 5'10 senior. Caitlin Lupke, 5'6 junior, starts at guard with Taylor Gasson, a 5'7 senior. And Holly Fry on the front line as well, 10.5 points a game, 5'9 and a senior. For the Indians of Cincinnati Country Day, Izzy Hensley at a wing position, 5'8 sophomore, 12 points a game, leads the team in scoring. Katie Jamison, 9 points a game, a 5'9 senior. Missy Diekman Meyer, 9 points a game, a 5'11 senior. Dee Mohan, a 5'3 junior out front, along with Caitlin Setters, a 5'5" freshman. And on the opening tip, Country Day gets it and turns it over with a floor error to start. Redskins have got the ball to her left.
Chuck. Well, they wasted a possession, and on top of that, I think she thought that she just bounced it to get control of it, but they called the double dribble.
Here is Caitlin Lupke deep in the left corner. Foul line to Jessica Berger. Out high to Taylor Gasson. Country Day appears to be in a zone defense. Here's a travel call against Fort Loramie as Holly Fry caught the ball in the paint, stumbled. A turnover each way here at the outset. The Redskins put on full court pressure. Here comes Setters barging down the floor for Country Day. Tries to beat press, and the shot is blocked in the lane, taken away by the Redskins. Two possessions, and a ball is not on the rim yet for Country Day. Good defense for Fort Loramie. Lupke's got it 25 feet out, not at Gasson. She whisks the ball into the right corner, handled there by Katie Hoying. It appears to be what may be a zone with man coverage on Berger.
Well, they are definitely the Manning Berger, so they're playing like a triangle in one.
Uh-huh. And guarding Jessica Berger for Cincinnati Country Day, it appears as though it is Caitlin Setters, the freshman. Good inside post move by Katie Hoying, off to a good start. Turnaround Jay from 7 feet out, danced all around the rim and trickled through. And the Redskins lead it 2-0. Here's a long three-pointer by Cincinnati Country Day's Diekman Meyer. Missed it hard. Rebound far side of the floor, out of bounds to Fort Loramie. We played a minute and a half, 2-0 in favor of the Redskins. Here is Gasson in midcourt, right wing to Berger. Might have gotten away with a walk. Spin, shoots, right wing, missed it off the flange. Rebound in the lane, but Gasson, 10-footer, hard. The ball is volleyballed to Setters for Country Day. She dribbles up and over the timeline. Veers off to the right. Gives it up to Diekman Meyer. Meyer's bounce pass into the post. Deflected, stolen by Berger. 2-on-2 to Gasson on the left. Driving shot is good. It rolled around the rim and went in. And it's 4-0 Fort Loramie. Katie Hoying, Taylor Gasson. A couple goals to start. 2 minutes in. Timeout Country Day. Redskins up 4-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, on the web with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. So many thanks to Geyers. Customer pricing and financing always, plus super deals. Stop in, see Todd Geyer at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. See the new ones. See the fine inventory of pre-owned vehicles. See them online, too, at Geyers, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc., geyersinc.com. Well, Miami Valley after the timeout, or I should say Cincinnati Country Day after the timeout, turns the ball over again, and the Redskins have got the ball to the left. Maddie Brandewy on the floor now. Brandewy far right flank, gives it up out high to Olivia Quinter, who's in off the bench. She swivels into the lane just below the foul stripe, short on the shot, pushed off on a rebound try, and it goes against Fort Loramie.
It's going to be on Holly Fry. She needs to be careful with those. Those are those silly fouls she picks up.
Yep, exactly the kind of personals on Holly she must avoid, because in big games hereafter against stronger opponents, Holly cannot afford to sit valuable minutes. Full court pressure, eight players in backcourt. Fort Loramie puts on the heat, and here's a long pitch down the floor in the corner. Running it down for the Indians is Diekman Meyer. She can't corral it. It's too far. Goes out of bounds again.
Well, this is something you talk about on this floor as a coach, is to remind them that it's the red line, not the black line on the sideline.
And there's also a horizontal blue line. I don't know what its significance is. Then you got the volleyball white lines out on the court. A mix of lines on the floor here at Tippecanoe. Long three-pointer by Quinter, no good by Fort Loramie. Rebound smacked out on top. Handled over the Redskins, Hattie Meyer. She gives it to Brandon. We back to Hattie. Jumping, shooting the three. Short, no good. Easy rebound. Berger on the stick back. 6-0 Fort Loramie. 4:45 to go, first quarter. Here's Berger guarding closely in backcourt. Country A gets it up ahead to Settles. Settles throws it cross court. It's tipped on the play by Fort Loramie. Head goes out of bounds. 4:37 left in the first. Fort Loramie leads Country Day 6-0. And it's been very difficult here at the start of this game for Izzy Hensley, the 5'8 sophomore averaging 12 points a game for Country Day, to get her hands on the ball, Chuck.
Yeah, well, they've got Berger guarding her. Now she's sitting down, but she's the best defender in the area.
And now Quinter is on Hensley, 25 feet from the basket. On the court now for Fort Loramie is Abby Holdhouse. There's a drive into the lane. A little looper, but Jamison hit the back iron, fell off. A scrap for the board. It's on the deck. A foul against the Country Day Indians. It will be Fort Loramie's possession. Hensley picked up the personal. Her first and the team's first. Redskins fire the ball to midcourt to Meyer. Diagonal pass ahead to Lupke. Now between the circles to Quinter, left side Lupke. Berger and Fry both out at the moment. Abby Holdhouse on the floor. She's playing in the middle. Baseline right. Good handoff to Lupke. Fake right, went left, up and under. Blocked out of bounds by the Indians. 3:59 left in the first. 6-0 Fort Loramie. Baseline left of the goal. Hattie Meyer, the playmaker. Lobs foul line to Holdhouse, jumping, shooting, missing off the heel. Rebound Hensley of Country Day. Long lead out down the floor to a teammate. Driving toward the rim is Olivia Shepper, a 5'5 freshman off the bench. And it's bobbled away, goes out of bounds once more. Indians turning it over frequently. 3:51 left, opening quarter. 6-0 Redskins. Country Day applying pressure in backcourt. On the dribble is Quinter. Quinter crosses over. Being guarded by Jane Brooks, who's in now, 5'3 junior. Holdhouse, foul line. Baseline right, Lupke out to Meyer. Back to Lupke, right corner. Air mails up a long two. Missed it hard. Rebound, Katie Hoing. Back up and in. Katie Hoing, superb beginning to the afternoon. She's got two field goals, 8-0 Redskins.
Well, I'm glad I mentioned her before the game.
Mm-hmm. Fort Loramie not shooting it well from outside, but Katie Hoing is supplying points on the inside. Here's a long three-point bank shot by the Indians, and it's good. Missy Diekman Meyer, 5'11 senior. Don't think she meant to kiss it.
She's lucky the backboard got in the way.
Yep. Don't think she meant to kiss it in off the window, but wow. It hit the square right above the back of the iron and rattled in. Three-pointer for Country Day with 3 minutes left in the first quarter. The Indians' first points. 8-3 Fort Loramie attacking to our left. Here's Meyer at the foul stripe. Now to Katie Hoing. Between the rings, it's Meyer. Hattie's got the ball in the bounce, the 5'3 sophomore. Into the left corner to Quinter. Quinter with a long, high-arching three. It hit the back iron way up in the air. Down into the hands of Olivia Shepper of Country Day. 2:22 to go in the first. Here's a three try by Hensley. Yes! Wow! Izzy Hensley stepped into the forecourt for Country Day. And just like that, two threes, and it's an 8-6 game. Here's Myers, straight on for Fort Warren as she launches. Way off to the right, no good. Rebound fumbled out of bounds by Quinter of Fort Warren. And the Redskins are way off the mark in the jump shot department.
Well, they're settling right now. They're not running their offense. They're taking the first pass and shooting the ball, and they're not scoring.
Full court pressure by Fort Warren. Here's a long heave toward midcourt. Intercepted by Maddie Brandwee. Up the floor to Berger. She fakes right, spins left, into the paint. Now to Fry at the foul line. Near side, he goes to Lupke. 8-6, Country Day with two triples. Last two of three trips down have suddenly made this a two-point game. Brandwee in the right corner overshoots for Fort Laramie. Rebound weak side, tracked down by the Country Day Indians. It goes on the play to Katie Jamison. Up the floor to Hensley. Oh, nice back door, caught, driving layup, yes! Outstanding play of the Country Day on the finish. Dickman Meyer. We're tied at 8. Last four times down the floor, the Indians have registered 8 points, 3 buckets. Here is Holly Fry at the foul line for Fort Laramie. Open look from 14. She shot at 12, airballed it out of bounds.
That is not the shot they want out of Holly. That's not her spot.
8-8. Nearly 7 minutes gone here in the first quarter. Fort Laramie scored 8. Country Days answered with 8. Indians have got the ball 30 feet away. Nice backdoor cut again. Wide open player. Makes the layup. And head coach Carla Siegel has seen enough. Redskins have been asleep on defense the last few trips down. The last goal goes to Jamison of Country Day, which is up 10-8. A minute to go in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Redskins may have been lulled to sleep in the first 5 minutes. That's how long it took for Country Day to score. It was 8-0 Fort Laramie at that point. In the last 2 minutes, Country Day has poured home 10 to lead 10-8. Here's Lupke on the arc. Into the lane to Brandwee. Her 7-footer's way short. Rebound left corner, Lupke. Back out to Brandwee. Right back into the paint to Holly Fry. Good defense by Country Day. They bottle her up and rip the ball away. Here come the Indians to midcourt. Jamison's got the ball 45 feet out now. Being guarded by Jessica Berger way out of the hardwood. It's Hensley now, veering off into the right corner, goes baseline, backs her defender down, wants to shoot, can't. Feeds teammate, foul line to Setters. Back outside to Jamison, 22 seconds to go in the first. Country Day up but 2. 30 feet out, Hensley, into the right corner. She's doubled, forces a shot, missed it wildly. Easy rebound, Lupke. 10 seconds to go. Here comes Fort Laramie. They head to Berger. Rivals it cross court to Gasson. Lower the right to Fry. She's double teamed. Hits the driver down the lane. Gasson banks it in with 2 seconds to go, and that's it. First quarter closes. Redskins ran some semblance of an offense there and got the bucket to tie the game at 10 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before that next bout of weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. Go to M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper, and more. M&A Muffler and Tires, free pickup and delivery, too. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 295-3971. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. After the timeout, Fort Loramie lost it, then got it back, and Jessica Berger with a twisting move in the paint, rolls in a half-hook shot from 5 feet away, her first bucket of the afternoon, and the Redskins lead it 12-10. Here's a turnover, palming violation, no double dribble at midcourt against Country Day. By mistake, second goal for Berger as the Redskins continue to turn over Country Day very frequently. Although the Indians did have a stretch in 3 minutes where they potted 10 straight points against the Redskins. 12-10 Fort Loramie, 40 seconds gone, quarter number two. Gasson foul line, chucks up a 17-footer way off to the right. Rebound down low by Holly Fry, overshoots it. Katie Hoying back to the glass for two. Katie Hoying's got six. Sparkling game for her, and the Redskins have needed Katie. 14-10 Fort Loramie. Pressure again in backcourt. Here is Country Day getting the ball up ahead into the half-court area. It is Hensley, 25 feet out, sprinting to the foul line, into the lane, gives it to Setters. Back to Hensley, baseline right, give and go with a teammate, Jamison. Shot hit the rim, bounced away. Katie Hoying's got it. Up ahead to Lukey, behind her, and it goes out of bounds. 14-10, Redskins up four. Head coach Carlos Siegel for Fort Loramie. Substituting off and trying to find a successful combination right now. Give a lot of credit to Country Day, which has offset a bundle of turnovers with a fine stretch of 3 minutes during which the Indians outscored Fort Loramie 10-0, and now Country Day is thwarted trying to get the ball in bounds, stymied big time. 5 second call gives it right back to Fort Loramie. 6:39 left in quarter number two. Here's Hattie Meyer into Taylor Gasson between the circles. Near side to Hattie on the bounce. Pulls up. Left corner Katie Hoying. Thought about the 16-footer. Passed it up. Gave it to Quinter on top. Right side to Gasson. Berger on the bench momentarily. Near side to Fry on the arc. Zone defense but Country Day. Here's Quinter. Right corner Hoying. Hoying bounce pass, low on the right to Fry, back to Hoying. Hoying 15 feet away, throws near center circle to Gasson, who restarts. Zone defense by Country Day, stifling Fort Loramie at the moment. Ball whipped around the top of the circle to Meyer. Meyer inside the arc to Gasson, loops it right side to Lupke, back to Taylor. The zone defense giving Fort Loramie difficulty at the moment. Right corner, Holly Fry. Looks inside for Katie Hoying. Can't find her. Down to 5:40 left to go. Quarter number two. 14-10 Redskins. Meyer hangs on. Cross court for Katie Hoying. It's broken up and stolen. Here comes Country Day down the floor. Hensley pulls up outside the lane on the right. 7-footer short. Rebound taken down by the Redskins' Hattie Meyer. And she received a shove in the back, maybe from Hensley.
Yeah, she bumped her.
Let's see if the foul does go against Izzy Hensley. Might have been number two on her. It is, Chuck.
It was her second. I was waiting to see. I thought it was on her.
At 12 points a game, leading scorer on the year for Country Day, and she's got to sit down. Head coach John Snell pulls her. 5:25 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie up before. Led 8-0, then went down 10-8. Redskins have scored the last six. Near side Meyer on the arc. Zone defense by Cincinnati Country Day has choked off Fort Loramie's offense so far here today. Inside the arc, left wing, it's Hattie Meyer. It's a long two-pointer. Swish! She's got it. First outside jump shot Fort Loramie's nailed in this game. That's a good sign. Maybe the Redskins will get rolling. Up six, 16-10. Give and go, Country Day. The ball is loose on the floor. Picked up by Abby Holdhouse of Fort Loramie. Chest pass down the floor to Meyer. Baseline left. Lost the ball on the dribble. Right to a Country Day player. And then Meyer reaches back in to tie it up. The arrow favors the Indians. With 4:44 to go here in the first half. Katie Hoing, with 6 points, sits down for Fort Laramie. She's replaced by Jessica Berger.
Well, I'm not sure where Meyer was going that time. Even she got down on the baseline and didn't lose the ball, she wasn't going to get a shot off that.
Nope. No room there. She was in among two taller players of Country Day and behind the backboard. Here come the Indians up over the timeline. Ball handled 25 feet away by Dee Mohan, a 5'3 junior. She goes baseline, hits a cutter down the lane. It is Settles, punched out of bounds by Fort Laramie. Caitlin Setters, I should say, not Settles, had the ball knocked free by the Redskins. 4:32 to go, second quarter, 16-10, Fort Laramie leads. Hattie Meyer comes out. Ball lobbed into the paint, right beneath the basket to Jamison. Good defense by Fort Laramie, and the ball rolls free out of bounds.
Well, they've turned the ball over 12 times, and they're only down 6 points. That's kind of amazing.
It sure is. And Fort Laramie's unable to get the ball in. I think that maybe Abby Holdhouse might have run the baseline, and she was given a spot from which to throw it in. Turnover Redskins. Country Day gets it.
That's 7 turnovers for the Redskins.
Almost 20 turnovers in this game in less than a quarter and a half. Ball inbounded low on the left off the fingertips of the Indians player. Berger collects it, drives into the corner for Fort Laramie. Cross court to Quinter. Here's a 15-footer. Missed it hard. No good. Rebound down to Jamison. Pass intercepted by Quinter. Quinter out back to Gasson. Gasson to Berger. High right. Into the lane. Holdhouse. Fakes right. Goes left. Walked with the ball. Good call by the referee. She shuffled. 4:11 to go in the second. 16-10 Fort Laramie.
Glad this wasn't the first game because I might have fallen asleep.
It is sloppy. Miami Valley clobbered Southeastern in game one. Miami Valley looked mighty good. 25 feet away with the ball for Cincinnati Country Day. It is Mohan. Hands off to a teammate. Ball is pried loose by Fort Laramie. And prior to the steal, violation against the Indians again. We are right at 20 turnovers with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. 7 turnovers, Fort Laramie, 13, Country Day.
That's actually 15 now.
Oh, 22 turnovers in the game. Deep in the right corner, Holdhouse. Foul line extended left corner. Left corner, Brandewee. Open look from 16. Shot at 18, too hard. Rebounded, though, by Berger. Jump, shoots the triple. Good! Jessica Berger lights it up from way outside. 19-10 in favor of Fort Laramie, which was once down 10-8, 11 in a row by the Redskins. Quickly down the floor, Jamison for Country Day. Gives it up out back to Mohan. Mohan 30 feet out on the floor. 3:14 to go first half. Fort Laramie up 9. Very good defense by Brandewee. Ball bounced off the knee of Brandewee by the Indians player. Goes out of bounds to Country Day.
Well, that's not a real good sign for your offense when they have to throw it off somebody's leg when you've got the ball. 3/4 of the way in, you're not even on the sideline.
Yep, you can't start your attack from out there, that's for certain. Turnover plagued game so far. Inbound of a Country Day into the right corner. It goes to Jamison. 25 feet out. It's fed to Setters. Number one scorer on the year for the Indians on the bench. Averaging 12 points a game. Hensley's played well here today, but she's got two personals. And believe it or not, Country Day turns it over again. Fort Laramie ball up 19-10. 2:54 to go in the second quarter. Berger on the arc, gets a screen from Fry. Holding foul committed by Country Day. It goes against Olivia Shepper, 5'5 freshman. Indians play a couple freshmen quite a bit, Setters and Shepper. Leading scorer Hensley on the season is a sophomore. Ball inbounded to Fry deep in the right corner. Makes a bad pass to the top of the key. Picked off by Country Day. Then it's spoiled by Fort Laramie. A loose ball on the hardwood. It's ruled a jump. Redskins get it. That's another turnover. In fact, in the last several seconds, one more miscue each way. Fort Laramie possession again as we approach 25 turnovers in the first half of this game.
So, excuse me, 17-9.
We're over 25. I can't count fast enough. 2:42 to go first half. Berger to midcourt. Redskins up 19-10. Near side to Lupke. Back to Jessica. High screen from Katie Hoing. Berger to the right flank. She's doubled. Good defense, but Country Day. Ball is pried loose. Rolls to the far corner. Country Day couldn't track it down. Out of bounds to the Redskins.
Well, Minster's here scouting, and I guarantee you right now they're not sitting up there being real nervous.
Yeah, Minster plays Marion Local tonight in a Northwest District Championship. The winner moves down to play the winner of this game next Wednesday night at Vandalia Butler. Here's a long three-pointer by Berger. Hit the rim. Backboard came off. Rebound Quinter. Back to Berger in the corner. Kicked out of bounds by Country Day. 2:15 left here in quarter number two. 19-10 in favor of Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in low on the right to Berger. She's doubled. Hands to Quinter. Quinter baseline. 15-footer right on the money. Good handoff by Berger. She got the inbounds pass low on the right. Felt the double team immediately. Quinter was available, and she sank the shot. Here's a steal by Brandowee at midcourt. Lead out to Berger. Leak the other way. Driving layup. Got it. Redskins have cracked it open, 23-10. Country Day needs a timeout. A minute 52 to go in the half on scorersbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
It is Fort Loramie 23, Cincinnati Country Day 10. It has been a game of runs. Fort Loramie scored the first eight, Country Day the next 10, and Fort Loramie with 15 unanswered. Just under two to play first half. Redskins lead it 23-10. We're pushing 30 turnovers already in this game. Ball inbound of a Country Day to midcourt. Dribbling down the far side. Into the corner goes Brooks. Throws to the post. It's loose. It rolls away out of bounds off of Fort Loramie last. Redskins have on the floor right now Lupke, Quinter, Brandowee, Hoing, and Berger. And as I say that, Meyer checks in along with Gasson. Quinter and Lupke sit down. Baseline, right of the rim, inbounded by Setters. Lobs it way outside to a teammate, handled there by Shepard. Shepard outside the lane on the left, shoots up a 15-footer. It lands on the top of the backboard, comes down to Fort Loramie. Quickly up the floor to Katie Hoing, low on the right, shoots and missed it from 6 feet. Rebound taken down by Country Day. 23-10 Fort Loramie, 1:20 to go here in the first half. Midcourt with the ball is Hensley, who's back out there with two fouls for Country Day. Bad pass right to Katie Hoing, who stabs it away. Hand off to Meyer. Meyer's got it for Fort Loramie. Hattie near side to Gasson. Goes left to Berger, left corner Brandowee. Ball high overhead. Brandowee shoots it outside the arc to Meyer. Meyer on the bounce. Right baseline, Brandowee jumps, shoots from 15, shot it long, air ball. Rebound weak side, foul against Berger of Fort Loramie. 50.6 to go here in the second quarter, 23-10 in favor of Fort Loramie. One thing I can tell you for sure, Chuck, the Shelby County League this year a little stronger than the Miami Valley Conference in which Country Day plays.
Well, no doubt about it, but I'll tell you what, Loramie just not playing real well today.
No, Redskins not sharp. Intercepted pass by Holdhouse, ahead to Berger. Berger in the right corner. Another turnover, Country Day. Into the lane, Holdhouse, top of the key. Stepping inside the arc is Gasson. Missed it off to the left. Rebound taken down by Jamison of Country Day. Backcourt to Hensley. She walks it up. Half minute to go, first half. Cincinnati Country Day, Chuck. Scoreless in this quarter? I think so, right?
Yes.
Last bucket for Country Day was with 30 seconds to go in the first period. Another steal for Loamy. Then the Redskins throw it down the floor 50 feet, and it's picked off by Country Day. 12 seconds left in the second. Hensley over the timeline. Country Day blanked here in the second quarter. 5 seconds remaining. Here's a long three try. Missed outside the arc on the left. No good to Mohan. Rebound Fort Loramie as the first half finishes. 8 points by Fort Loramie to start. 10 straight by Country Day. It was 10-10 after one. And then the Redskins blanked the Indians 13-0 in quarter number two. Halftime here at Tippecanoe. Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee. 23-10 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at hollowayusa.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Tippecanoe High School. Girls Division IV District Championship, Fort Loramie 23, and Cincinnati Country Day 10. The first game here today was won by Miami Valley easily over Southeastern. Our next webcast comes up with a 3 p.m. tip-off, Jackson Center versus Tri-Village. The winner of that 3 o'clock game will take on Miami Valley in one regional semifinal next week at Vandalia Butler on Thursday night. The winner of this game between Fort Loramie and Cincinnati Country Day will meet the winner of tonight's game up at Wapakoneta between Minster and Marion Local. That other regional semifinal at Vandalia Butler will be on Wednesday. Primary Eye Care Associates with 5 locations in the region. Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, Sydney, St. Paris, and Troy. A new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. A new facility in Fort Loramie, no longer 20 South Main, but Primary Eye Care Associates is at 700 East Park across from Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. 700 East Park for the new Primary Eye Care Associates location in Fort Loramie. Accepting new patients, accepting most insurance coverages on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Primaryeyecare.org. 8 outstanding doctors of optometry serve you at Primary Eye Care Associates. They take care of your vision and eye health for a lifetime. Don't forget, open weeknights and Saturday mornings for your convenience. Primary Eye Care, locations in Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, Sydney, St. Paris, and Troy. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 23-10 Redskins by 13, but Chuck, a bushel basket of turnovers in the first two quarters.
Well, yeah, I mean, this has been a very, very sloppy game by both teams, but Country Days turned it 20 times. They have 9 rebounds, 1 offensive, didn't go to the free throw line in the first half. Fort Laramie turned it 10 times, way too many. 17 rebounds, 9 offensive. That's one of the advantages they've had. They didn't go to the free throw line either. Made the game go pretty fast. Individual scoring for Country Day. They had Dickman Myers with 5, 3 from Hensley, and 2 from Jamison. Didn't score in it. They scored 10 and 0, 10 points at halftime. Laramie led by Jessica Berger with 9 and Katie Hoying with 6. They got 4 from Taylor Gasson and 2 each from Olivia Quinter and Hattie Meyer. They scored 10 and 13, 23 to 10 at the half.
Redskins not shooting it well. This, Chuck, will not be the site of the regional, unlike in the last several years. The district for Fort Laramie was here in D4, and then the regional was here, playing multiple games here over a 7 to 10 day stretch was advantageous. But Fort Laramie will move on from Tippecanoe to Butler for the regional should the Redskins win this game. So the Redskins will have to do some additional adjusting at the new site. So far here this afternoon, Fort Laramie not making outside shots.
No, and Vandalia Butler is a much tougher place to shoot the ball from the outside because you don't have the same background that you have in a normal gym.
And we've been at Butler numerous times to cover games. I'm not sure I'm aware of any rims which act more tight than those at Vandalia Butler. Really tough to drop that ball in dead center at Butler. A lot of rim action. But here today, Fort Laramie not sharp shooting it, turning it over as well. Thank goodness Fort Laramie's defense is causing Country Day a whole lot of difficulty, too.
They're incredibly shaky with the basketball.
They sure are. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Fort Laramie leads this girls' Division IV district championship over Cincinnati Country Day 23-10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com brought to you, as always, by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast more than 9 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And here today, thanks to LaCal Equipment, we spotlight a number of senior student-athletes for Fort Laramie, outstanding students in the classroom, fine players on the court. Several 12th graders will be missed at the end of this school year. Taylor Gasson, a senior on this year's Fort Laramie basketball team, along with Olivia Quinter, Maddie Brandewey, Jessica Berger, Katie Hoying, and Holly Fry, all 12th graders. Excellent student-athletes, fine performers on the court, super students in the classroom, too. And these young ladies are under the spotlight here today thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
As we kick off play to start the second half here at Tippecanoe High School, Fort Loramie and Country Day, the Indians, guess what, turn it over again in the opening 5 seconds of period number three. Fort Loramie's got the ball to our right. 23-10 Fort Loramie. Holly Fry foul line. Open look. 15-footer. Hit the rim twice. Came off. Rebound. Tug of war for it. Pulled away by Country Day. Blitzing down the floor comes Mohan. Mohan hands it behind her to Diekman Meyer. Meyer to Hensley 25 feet away. Lupke on her. Cincinnati Country Day has been held scoreless now for 9.5 minutes. Here's a bad pass intercepted by Berger. Lead out down the floor to a teammate. Driving layup by Quinter. Rolls off the iron. No, Gaston missed it. But the rebound by Berger up and good. Jessica didn't give up on the play after she delivered the pass. The shot was missed. Olivia couldn't get it to roll in. But crashing the board was Berger. Steal midcourt. Lukey takes it away for Fort Loramie. Dribbling hard the other direction. She blew the layup. And the Indians come off with a rebound. And then Jessica Berger stumbles over the top of the Country Day player.
This is one of those where you either A, take the film back and you show it to them and you scream at them for the entire time, or you don't show it to them at all.
1:10 gone here in the third quarter, 25-10 Fort Loramie. Country Day inbounding in backcourt. Handed on the play to Diekman Meyer. Midcourt, Hensley picked up by Lupke. Screen for her. Hensley veers to the right. She's doubled. Tries to hand off to a teammate. It's spoiled by Fort Loramie. Nice takeaway by Gasson. Gasson down to Lupke. Back to Taylor on top. I may have mentioned Quinter as being in the game. She's not. It's Gasson. Good inside delivery by Lupke to Katie Hoing. She goes up and under and draws the two-shot foul.
Well, it's a good thing that Hoing and Berger came to play today offensively because, boy, nobody else is doing anything.
You're right. Katie Hoing has given the Redskins a nice lift. The free throw here by her too hard. 25-10 Fort Loramie. How many points again for Berger and Katie combined?
Well, they've got 15 combined.
Jessica and Hoing with 15 make it 16 now together. The free throw by Hoing dances around and skips in to make it 26-10 Redskins. 6:20 to go in quarter number three. The winner advances on to a regional semifinal next Wednesday at Vandalia Butler High School. Here's a pass far side of the floor of the Country Day. Tipped away by Fort Loramie off the Indians' last, goes out of bounds again, a turnover against Country Day.
Well, I've got a side bet that they can't turn it over 20 more times in this half, but maybe I'm going to lose that bet.
Cincinnati Country Day has not scored a point in this game in the last 11 minutes. Here's a pass, shot to Berger, baseline left. She crowds her way into the paint. Good defense by Country Day, ball knocked away, goes out of bounds to whom? It's off the Indians' last. Redskins keep it. Baseline right. Quinter looking in. Outside the lane of the left to Fry. Little six-footer. She shot it 5 feet short. Hit the beneath side of the rim. Long pass. Country Day nearly stolen by Gasson. It deflects off to Country Day's Hensley. She fakes left, goes right, and picked up the pivot foot. It's a turnover fest here at Tippecanoe.
Well, they started the game by double dribbling on the opening tip, and it's gone downhill for them ever since.
Indians call timeout. Cincinnati Country Day without a point now for over 11 minutes. 26-10 Redskins. 5:50 to go, quarter number three. on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
On the Dickman Supply scoreboard, it's Fort Laramie 26, Cincinnati Country Day 10. 5:40 left to go in the third quarter. Redskins have the ball to her right. Here's a long cross-court skip pass by Quinter of Fort Laramie. Don't know where that ball was headed. It sails out of bounds.
Well, they tried to set up a back screen play out of the timeout, and it's just been one of those days. They're lucky they're playing a team that's just not very good.
You're right, Chuck. That play not executed very well. Redskins turn it over to Country Day. Dribbling up over the timeline, it's Shepard. Shepard between the rings. Being harassed on the play by Brandewee outside the arc on the right to Hensley. Quinter's done a good job on her. Baseline to a teammate, Jamison. And Jamison bowls her way into the paint, knocking down Berger. Offensive foul. Head coach John Snell of Country Day can't believe it.
Well, I don't know what he can't believe. Maybe it's just the frustration because she dropped her shoulder and knocked her down.
So it is Hattie Meyer on the floor now for Fort Laramie with Brandewee, Berger, Quinter, and Fry. Redskins inbounded to Berger, 80 feet from the basket, to Brandewee, to midcourt to Fry, off to Berger, off and running, driving toward the basket, pulls up, baseline left, puts it to Fry in the lane, late dish to Quinter, bobble it, got it back, and scored anyway. Nice balance by Quinter.
Even when they score, it's not pretty.
28-10, Fort Laramie. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Errant pass, interception, Berger to the rim with a left. Good for Jessica Berger. Berger reached up, speared it, made the pickoff at midcourt, and she zipped the other way. Pressure by Fort Laramie in backcourt, and Cincinnati Country Day, a victim of traveling again. Unofficially, Chuck, about 14 or 15 travel calls in Country Day.
Yeah.
And they are, what, 25 now?
28
in the turnover department for Country Day. Half of them have been travel calls. Ball lobbed in top of the circle to Berger. Down inside to Holdhouse. Shot it short, no good. Got it back. Blocked, but a foul. Good work by Abby down low. Holdhouse will shoot two. Fort Laramie leads 30-10, 4:44 to go here in the third quarter. Don't miss out on big savings and high-quality furniture at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. And for more savings, go to the Goffney Furniture website at goffenafurniture.com. 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Goffney Furniture, ideal for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Extremely high-quality furniture priced just right. Goffney Furniture. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Holdhouse at the stripe. Chuck shot two. Made them both.
Made them both.
Made each one. Then Country Day gets a fast break layup. Whipping pressure from Fort Laramie. A good drive to the rim. Great play by Jane Brooks as she zipped past a couple Fort Laramie defenders and got the layup to go. First points for Cincinnati Country Day in nearly 13 minutes in this game. Fort Laramie threw it away, then Miami Valley threw it, or I should say Country Day threw it right back to Fort Laramie. Miami Valley, we watched in game one, attired in dark blue. Redskins take a timeout. Head coach Carla Siegel scratches her head. Her Redskins lead by 20, but it's not pretty. 32-12, Fort Laramie, 4:09 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, North
Northwest State in Archbold or the Bluffton Main Campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Well, the field goal about 20 seconds ago by Cincinnati Country Day was the Indians' first since about 50 seconds remained in the opening quarter. So you do the math. That spans about 13 minutes of playing time, during which Cincinnati Country Day was blanked by Fort Loramie. Country Day plagued by turnovers in a big, big way here today. Fort Loramie has turned it over plenty, too. Redskins have got the ball deep in the left corner. And as I say the word, Chuck, the ball is tossed out of bounds.
And that's just mental right there. You're not focused.
Fort Loramie up 20, 32 to 12. Here's an inbounds pass by Country Day. Guess what? Broken up by Fort Loramie. Stolen. It goes to Berger. On the arc to Rayan Fry. Pulls up. Foul line extended. Missed it. No good. Nice rebound. Holdhouse in the lane. Tries to give it up on the arc. Knocked away by Country Day. And Fort Loramie has it. Redskins throw it right to a Country Day player. Intercepted. Here come the Indians down the floor. 3-on-2 break. Stolen by Berger. Stolen back by Country Day. And then a 10-foot shot sails over the backboard. And fans, I'm calling it like it is.
I'm sorry. I've never seen anything quite like that. I mean, this is a district championship game.
Redskins not sharp, and as Chuck noted earlier, fortunately, Fort Loramie playing a team which is clearly outmanned, out-talented by the Redskins here today. Otherwise, Fort Loramie would be in a tussle if it was a more stout opponent.
Well, if they play like this against Minster or Marion Local, it's going to be the end of the line.
20-point lead, Fort Loramie, 3:10 to go, third quarter. Gasson left side to Rayanne Fry. Rayanne back to Gasson, right wing Brandewey. Ball high overhead. Berger on the bench, Fry on the bench. Here's an overplay by Country Day out of the arc. It's intercepted, stolen, and then recovered, stolen right back by Fort Loramie. Amazingly, we are pushing 40 turnovers in this game. We've still got nearly 3 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Well, I think maybe Country Day is going to have more turnovers than Loramie has points. They're definitely going to have more than they have points.
Midcourt, Brandewey outside the arc, high left. It goes on the play to Quinter. Quinter almost shot it. Gave it up to Gasson. Long 21-footer online. No good, though. Off the back brace. Rebound comes down to Country Day. Kensley darts into the forecourt. 2:20 to go in the third. Tries to feed to a teammate in the right corner, and it's intercepted. It goes to Quinter, out ahead to Rayanne Fry. Back out to Quinter. Intercepted by Country Day. Then fumbled at midcourt. Lost right back to Quinter. Quinter hands off to Gasson. Gasson between the rings. Left side of the court to Quinter. Back to Taylor straight away. Berger and Fry on the bench at the moment. Katie Hoing at the post. Hattie Meyer out there. Foul line Fry. Good drop down inside to Quinter. Quinter makes a swiveling left-hand hook after the whistle. The goal is disallowed. Common foul against Country Day. Substitutions come in with a minute 49 to go here in the third quarter. And the Redskins up by a 32-12 count. Chuck, what was the halftime score? Fort Loramie at 23?
23-10.
9-2 Redskins here in quarter number three. Inbounds pass to Berger in the lane. She's sandwiched. Shot blocked. Taken away by Country Day. Ball thrown to midcourt. Fort Loramie reaches in to tie it up. Arrow says Redskin ball. That's another turnover.
I don't know if I've ever seen it, at this point in the season, ever seen a game quite like this.
Good thing I have not had lunch, Chuck, because I'm full of turnovers now.
Yeah, boy, I'm hungry.
Here's Berger, left corner, good entry down inside to Brandewey. Point blank range, overshot it, no good. No weak side rebound by anybody. Ball goes out of bounds to Country Day. Minute 29 left in the third. 32-12 Fort Loramie. Country Day in backcourt, it's Hensley. Hensley up ahead against Berger. Hensley stops her dribble 30 feet out. goes near side on the play to teammate Diekman Meyer. Guarded by Brandewee. Cross court to Shepard. Shepard drives into the lane. Lost the basketball. Picked up by Brandewee. Long flip down the floor to Berger. Low on the left. Laid it up. Hangs on the rim. Comes off. No. Rebound. Struggle for it. Out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Foul against Country Day.
Well, Jessica got hit right in the face on that shot. No call.
Minute 3 to go here in the third. 32-12 Redskins. Hattie Meyer with a baseball pass. Top of the circle to Rayanne Fry. Into the lane to Holly, back to Rayanne. Jump shot behind the foul line, short, no good. Rebound driven out of bounds by Fort Loramie. 56.6 to go here in the third. Coming up to in the third quarter, we'll tell you all about Brookins in Fort Loramie. It's been a fixture for a long, long time. Outstanding food at Brookins in Fort Loramie on Elm Street. 45 seconds to go in the third. Here is Country Day. Stymie, top of the circle. A pass to the weak side. Intercepted by Fort Loramie. Up the floor, Hattie Meyer. And she coughs it up. It goes out of bounds to our right. Two more turnovers. And we've got to be, Chuck, combined between the two clubs in excess of 40.
Well, that's 35 for Country Day and 16 for Loramie.
In excess of 50 turnovers in this game with over a quarter to go. Midcourt, Hensley's got the ball. Loops it right side to Jamison. Jamison tries to pass it, but Berger reaches up, takes it away from her, throws it down the floor to Quinter. Quinter out back to Gasson. It gets away, rolls to the timeline. Berger has it. Low on the left to Rayanne Fry, to Holly Fry in the paint. Collision occurs, and we've got a foul. Let's see if it's in the act of shooting or is it ball out of bounds. Holly's got a pair. 12.6 left, third quarter, 32-12 Redskins. It has been sloppy with an exclamation mark after it. Free throw, Holly Fry, got it.
That's her first point.
Holly Fry averaging nearly 11 a game, not just point number one on the afternoon. 33-12 Fort Loramie, second free throw, Holly. One bounce of the ball, firing and hitting. 34-12 in favor of the Redskins. 12.6 left. Third period of play. Here's a ball thrown inbounds by Country Day. Out of bounds it goes into the third row down to a right. Redskins get it back. Ball wasn't touched. Nothing ticked off the clock. Baseline left. The playmaker is Quinter for Fort Loramie. Quinter handed the ball by the referee, lobbed into the lane to Berger. Berger squares up and hits the five-footer. Well executed there. 36-12 Fort Loramie. Here's Country Day having difficulty getting it in. It's thrown right to Quinter. 1 second left. Three ball left corner. Balooki deflected by Country Day. And the third quarter concludes. Fort Loramie 36, Country Day 12 at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com. Brookins has been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local photos of sports teams on the walls right beside the pics of current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is fresh. Just sit back, relax, enjoy an appetizer while you wait. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go all around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street, on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookins-USA.com. The winner of this game will meet the winner of tonight's game at Wapakoneta between Marion Local and Minster in a Wednesday Vandalia-Butler Regional Semifinal. the winner of our next game here this afternoon between Jackson Center and Tri-Village will take on Miami Valley, which knocked off Southeastern easily in the 11 o'clock game here today. That other Vandalia-Butler regional semifinal will be played next Thursday evening. Cincinnati Country Day with the ball to start the fourth and final quarter. Here's a long lob down inside for Hensley, busted up by Fort Loramie, and it goes out of bounds. 15 seconds gone in the fourth, 36-12, Redskins lead. Ball inbounded to Hensley, starts a drive on Luke. He can't do it. Hensley through the paint, around one player, another, and rimmed the bank shot, but a foul called against Fort Loramie. Hensley will shoot two. Don't forget tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, we've got another boys sectional championship for you from Piqua. And if it's anything remotely close to the way last night's game went, it will be a real thriller, because last night's was just that. Rushi was nipped at the buzzer by Fort Loramie, 52-51. In the upper bracket sectional final upset, 52-51, Fort Loramie over Rushi. And we've got Fairlawn Jackson Center tonight. They played a real thriller earlier in the year. Double overtime at Fairlawn. The Jets lost it 57-54 to Jackson Center. And who knows, tonight's game between the two could be a repeat. Tip off at 7. Webcast time 6:40 tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. 36-13. Hensley made one of two free throws to our left for Cincinnati Country Day. Holly Fries got the ball for Fort Loramie, left corner to Quinter. 7 minutes left in this game. Cincinnati Country Day, Chuck, since the 1 minute mark in the first, 7 minutes gone in the game, with a minute to go in the first quarter, Country Day had 10. They now have 13. 13 points, 3 for Cincinnati Country Day in the last, let me do my math, what, 19 minutes of action.
Well, if you turn the ball over 38 times, you're not going to score.
Here's Holly Fry, left corner, passes, it hits the side of the backboard. Quinter gets the loose ball, feeds a teammate, it's Lupke. Open J from 15, got it. Caitlin Lupke connects. 38-13, Fort Loramie leads by 25. Now, Country Day simply has not gotten many shots in this game.
No.
Because the Indians have turned it over repeatedly. Midcourt, Shepard's got it, hemmed in near the timeline. Country Day has no choice but to get a timeout called because the offense had been stalled just across center court. 6:14 left here in the fourth. We're going to tell you about one of our new underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. It is the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. The building market knows Francis Schulze as a distributor for many high-quality products. Masonite, Superior aluminum columns and railings, Safeway garage doors, and more. Yes, the company's commitment to quality products makes it a top choice for dealers. And because of Francis Schulze and Rushi and other strong and healthy employers, Rushi and the surrounding communities are a top choice in which to live, to work, to raise families, and to receive a quality, well-rounded education. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, proudly supporting the region's high school academic and athletic programs, promoted by scoresbroadcast.com. On the web at francisschulze.com. That's Francis, F-R-A-N-C-I-S. That's Schulze, S-C-H-U-L-Z-E.com. This reminder, we will go offline for probably as much as a half hour after the conclusion of this game before coming back online with a short pregame in advance of the Jackson Center Tri-Village contest, which will tip off at 3. After the timeout by Country Day, Indians inbounds, low on the left, foul against Fort Loramie as Country Day's shooter, Dickman Meyer, was bumped on the shoulder as she lifted off the ground. Her free throw is right in, 38-14 in favor of Fort Loramie. One field goal for Country Day since a minute was left in the first period. Second foul shot in as well, 38-15 Fort Loramie. just over six to play here in the fourth quarter. Country Day now one field goal in 2 minutes of this period. Eight of the third, eight of the second, the last minute of the first. That's in excess of 19 minutes now. Here's Berger dribbling down the floor. Good late feed to Quinter Wall on the right. And she dived into the lane, made the bank shot. 40-15, Fort Loramie. Steal by Berger. Berger up ahead, left flank to Lupke. Backs up, looks for a cutter, can't find one. Deals on the arc to Quinter. Loops it to Gasson, right corner. Starts a drive, comes back out on top. Now to Quinter, 5:38 to go in the fourth. 40-15, Fort Loramie. Foul line, open look. Quinter burying the jump shot. Good look by Olivia Quinter. She let it fly. She shot that one in rhythm. And it was right down through. Perfectly done. 42-15 in favor of Fort Loramie. Redskins slowly but surely starting to find the eye. Far right side of the floor. Country Day's got the ball. It's Dickman Meyer. And it's yanked right away from her by Berger, who is then fouled by Country Day. 5 minutes, 13 seconds left to go, fourth quarter, 42-15 in favor of Fort Loramie, 1-1 here for the Redskins. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice. It reaches out to aid small businesses in the area. Adam provides high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, remote management, custom builds, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, phones, handhelds, iPods, iPads. Adam Rice, high-quality computer service on time. He's prompt. Phone 937-538-6948. 937-538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Well, Berger missed the 1-1. Fort Loramie got the rebound, turned it over. And now Cincinnati Country Day attacks in the forecourt. Redskins get a piece of it. It goes out of bounds right back to the Indians. Here is Hensley in the right corner, trying to throw to the post to Jamison. Intercepted by Fort Loramie. 3-on-2 break. Berger hits the driving Quinter for the layup. She's got it. 44-15 Fort Loramie. 4:40 to go. And here's a bobble basketball right in front of us by Country Day. It was lost away by Shepard, touched by the Redskins. Goes out of bounds to Country Day. It will be inbounded by Brooks to our left. Brooks looks, goes to Hensley, 30 feet out. Hensley guarded by Lupke. Hensley veers right. Foul line extended right on the dribble. Gives it behind her to the three-point shooter, right back into Hensley. She wheels and deals and drops it in. Liz Hensley hits from short range. 44-17 Fort Loramie. Berger in the right corner, leans into the Country Day player. Offensive foul as she used the elbow. That's the correct call. 44-17 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here comes Country Day inbounding. Redskins keep up the pressure. Ball thrown ahead of the timeline. Dribbling quickly up ahead. Goes Setters. Out back to Hensley. Hensley top of the key. Looked at the rim. Doesn't shoot. On a weave. Gives it up to Setters. Who's picked up by Gasson. 25 feet out. Setters bounces. Right flank. Handled there by Mohan. 3:54 to go in the game. 44-17 Fort Loramie. Here's an attempted give and go by Country Day, but a timeout is called by Indians head coach John Snell, with Fort Loramie leading 44-17, 3:52 left in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work.
work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
3 minutes and 52 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie well on its way to a meeting against Minster or Marion Local in a girls Division IV regional semifinal next Wednesday at Vandalia Butler High School. Don't forget, next Thursday we will have two boys Division IV district championships from the UD Arena for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. Far side of the floor, Country Day trying to inbound. Looking is Diekman Meyer. It goes in off of a Fort Loramie player, Quinter, right into the Indians bench. Country Day will try again. Looking, it is Setters. Oh, finds an open teammate in the lane. It's caught right in front. Nice turnaround, Jay. Jameson, six-footer, right on the money. 44-19 in favor of Fort Loramie.
Well, I was thinking they could cut out the middleman and start cutting down the net on the Country Day side here during the fourth quarter, because I don't think they're using it much.
Here's Quinter, right wing Hattie Meyer, and Fort Loramie's defense has shut down Country Day for sure. Very tenacious defensive play by the Lady Redskins, and Country Day has not been equipped to handle the ball very well today at all. Here's a ball lobbed into the lane by Fort Loramie to Holly Fry. She dropped it. It rolled free. Redskins chased it, couldn't get to it. It's out of bounds to Country Day. Now Fort Loramie, Chuck's had, what, 20-plus turnovers themselves?
They've got 18.
18 for the Redskins.
Well, they haven't been sharp at all.
Uh-uh. And well in excess of 30 miscues for Country Day. Two clubs combined are near 60. Here's a bad pass by Country Day, just as we talk about miscues. One more mistake, Hattie Meyer steals it, gives it up the floor to Quinter. Quinter, 25 feet out to Rayanne Fry, 2:50 to go. Left corner to Meyer. Got the screen from Hoying, didn't shoot it. Now to Rayanne Fry, she'll try a long one. It hit the back rim, soared up over the glass, out of bounds.
Well, if you're Fort Loramie, you get this one out of your system and you get ready to play a regional semifinal.
2 minutes, 43 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Long baseball pass down the floor. Caught in the dead run. Driving layup, Setters couldn't get it to go. It was short. Harassing her from the backside was Rayanne Fry. Rebound came away to Hattie Meyer of Fort Loramie. Outside the arc on the left to Rayanne Fry. She tries a jumper, left corner, straddling the arc. Missed it hard, no good. Weak side rebound, Quinter. Quinter cross court to Rayanne. Slips into the lane, running one-hander block, loose ball rebound, Holly Fry up and in. What's Holly got in the way of field goals, Chuck?
That's her first field goal in 4 points.
That's kind of what I thought. Holly Fry's first bucket. She is an important cog for the Redskins offense. Fort Loramie will need everybody chipping in during that regional semifinal next Wednesday night. It will take a team effort. Whether it's Minster or Marion Local. Ball knocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie at midcourt on the ensuing possession by Country Day. Holly Fry comes off the hardwood with a minute 55 to go in the fourth period of play. 46-19 Fort Loramie. Here's Hensley at midcourt for Country Day. Ball high overhead. Looks for help. Can't find anybody. Tries to lob toward the post. No one there. Easy intercept by Maddie Brandewey. Outlet to Hattie Meyer. Meyer to Rayanne Fry, 20 feet away, goes baseline. Flips it top of the key, Brandewey. She dives into the lane, probes the middle, blocked shot, but a foul, and Maddie Brandewey gets two throws. So many thanks here today to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge in Sydney, south of Anna. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Lacalle Equipment in Jackson Center. Sydney Body Car Star and Stolle in Sydney. A new location also in Troy. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News, the very best local sports page coverage around. Up rating. Maddie Brandewee was at the stripe. She made a free throw, missed a free throw. Rebound was tied up. Country Day gets the ball with a minute 25 to go in the fourth quarter. And the Redskins up by a 47-19 count. Don't forget, if you need your heating and cooling system checked out, go to Tom and Jerry's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships, a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's, Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at tomjerrys.com. That's TOMJERRYS.com. Here's a player loose underneath the basket for Country Day. Shot missed on the play. No good by Shepper. Rebound off to Fort Loramie. A minute to play in the fourth quarter. Tom and Jerry's proud sponsor here on ScorersBroadcast.com. It has built its customer base over a long period of time, one individual customer at a time, with excellent customer service. Sarah Stang in off the bench for Fort Loramie, catches the ball low in the right and drops in a five-footer for the Redskins to make it 49-19 in favor of Fort Loramie. Country Day, forecourt to her left. Country Day had a total of 10 points at the end of the first quarter. Is that right, Chuck? 10 for Country Day after one?
10, 12, and now 19.
Yep, 10 points at the half. Country Day was blanked in quarter number two. Only got 2 points in the third quarter. 7 now here in the fourth. Foul on Fort Loramie. 20.4 to go. 1-1 free throw situation for Hensley. No good. Rebound Stang of Fort Loramie. Stang in backcourt. Dribbles up ahead. Throws outside the arc. Gives it up deep in the right corner to Holdhouse. Down inside to a teammate who shoots a six-footer. Off-balance shot way short. As that one was tried on the play by Heather Eilerman. She and Cassidy Albers and Grace Ruenkamp hit the floor in the last half minute. Final shot no good, and that's it. The Redskins, despite sloppy play, put on great defense here this afternoon. It was stellar. Outstanding defensive work by Fort Loramie, which choked off Country Day. Holding the Indians to 19 did the Redskins. And a big bunch of turnovers by Country Day, well in excess of 30. And Fort Loramie wins it by 30, 49-19. Fort Loramie moving on to a regional semifinal at Vidalia Butler on Wednesday against either Marion Local or Minster. Thanks so much to M&A Muffler and Meyer, M&A Muffler and Tires, I should say, in Fort Loramie. M&A with a tire sale you will never get tired of. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires. Uniroyal, General, Goodrich, Cooper, Michelin, on sale always at M&A, a tired sale that will not tire you out. Tires available day in, day out at M&A. High-tech computer diagnostics, too, to prevent major problems. Free pickup and delivery as well. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. 937-295-3971. It's kind of a tongue twister, Chuck, but it's a tire sale. You'll never get tired of. Well, the Country Day Indians got tired of turning it over here today, I'm sure. Fort Loramie benefited in a huge way en route to a 49-19 triumph in a district championship here this afternoon at Tippecanoe. The Redskins win it easily. Chuck, let's take a look at the scorebook.
Well, let's 43 turnovers. I don't know if I've ever said that after a game. By one team? No, 43 by Country Day.
Wow.
Gormley led in scoring by Jessica Berger with 15. Quinner had 10. And Katie Hoying had 7. On the other side, Dickman Meyer scored 9, Hensley 6, Jamison 4. Almost by default, our Clancy's player of the game is going to be Jessica Berger.
Jessica Berger wins the honor. She's got the Clancy's Award. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
The Fort Loramie Redskins are now 22-4 on the year, disposing of Cincinnati Country Day 49-19 here this afternoon. Another district title for Fort Loramie. The girls advance on to a regional semifinal next Wednesday night at Vandalia Butler against Minster or Marion Local. So many thanks here today to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for even more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Thanks as well to John Hemp Imagery. John gives you his best shot. The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. 8 expanding divisions. Excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. And our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customer service with a smile since 1922 at Geyer's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. A tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. Fort Loramie Redskins being introduced individually right now, Chuck. Receiving their individual district honors. Champions again. Head coach Carla Siegel is now congratulated by Southwest District Athletic Board member Bob Yulesman. And Bob will now address very briefly the Fort Loramie team and crowd.
Well, I'm sure this never gets old for Fort Loramie. I mean, that was not a bit. They won by 30 points on maybe one of their worst shooting efforts of the season. So,
right. Yep.
41-4 section champions, not district championship.
Yeah, Bob Yulesman just recognizing Fort Loramie district champs, outstanding record. Just 4 losses on the year. I've got 22-4 as a record. He said 21. I've got 22-4, 3 sectional wins.
And a district, so that would have been 22.
22 plus 4 tournament games, that's a grand total of 26. 22-4, he said 21-4.
Well,
just one off. I'm sure that it makes no difference, but I had to check my numbers to see if I was wrong. And right now it's photo op time. And look at the Fort Loramie community come down out of the stands. A picture-taking session for the next several minutes. The Redskins triumphant, 49-19, victorious over Cincinnati Country Day. Again, we'll go offline for probably about a half an hour, then return online with a short pregame in advance of the Jackson Center Tri-Village contest, which will tip off at 3 p.m. Again, gratitude to new underwriting sponsors here on ScorersBroadcast.com. Sidney Car Care, owned by Todd Brown and Corey Shreves at 1080 4th Avenue in Sidney. Open 9 to 5 Monday to Friday. Call for an appointment, 492-9495, 492-9495. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, proudly supporting the region's high school academic and athletic programs. Also promoted here by ScorersBroadcast.com. On the web at FrancisSchulze.com. That's Schulze, S-C-H-U-L-Z-E, Schulze.com. The building market knows Francis Schulze as a distributor for many high-quality products. And because of Francis Schulze and Rushi and other strong and healthy employers, Rushi and surrounding communities are a top choice in which to live, to work, to raise families, and to receive a quality, well-rounded education. And gratitude as well to the new underwriting sponsor, Primary Eye Care Associates in Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, Sidney, St. Paris, and Troy. The new location for the Fort Loramie Primary Eye Care Associates facility is on East Park, 700 East Park. The former address for Primary Eye Care in Fort Loramie was at 20 South Main. It's now at 700 East Park. Primary Eye Care Associates on the web at primaryeyecare.org. 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care, committed to taking care of your vision and eye health for a lifetime. Redskins down to the right, trimming down each little thread on the net at the moment. And Fort Loramie will need a gallant team effort next Wednesday night, Chuck, because the competition level steps up in a hurry big time. Either Minster or Marion Local provides the opposition. Minster the favorite tonight to defeat Marion Local in a game up at Wapakoneta. Then we would have a rematch of the midseason game between Fort Loramie and Minster in a regional semi next Wednesday night.
Well, I was kind of hard on Loramie a little bit, but that was a tough game to play. They played a team that they saw right from the beginning was not going to take their best effort, and they turned them over 43 times in the game. And sometimes that rule, I mean, it's hard to keep your focus. They won by 30. I mean, that you don't play well and you win by 30, you got a pretty good basketball team.
Yeah, so many times the situation was this. It was a scattered floor. Ball was turned over at midcourt, or maybe Country Day advanced it a few dribbles into the half court. Mistake occurred, and now Fort Loramie's off and running. Very seldom was Fort Loramie in a situation that required the Redskins to run the offense, play right. 5-on-5. And it was scattered floor most of the day, and Fort Loramie never was comfortable in that style of action here this afternoon. Redskins turned it over too frequently. But Fort Loramie's one staple, one constant, as it always is, was defense here today. And Fort Loramie's defensive pressure was outstanding. Country Day didn't have a chance from the very start. Although I say that, Fort Loramie scored the first 8. Country Day the next 10.
Yeah, I know. That was their run, and then they were done. They scored 10 in a row, and then they scored 9 for the rest of the game.
Isn't that amazing? Unbelievable. 10 points in about 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
With about 3.5 or 4 to play in the first quarter, down to a minute to play in the first. Country Day scored 10, and the rest of the entire game, they scored only 9. Again, we will go offline for about a half an hour, return online with a short pregame in advance of Jackson Center and Tri-Village, our second Division IV District Girls Championship game here today from Tippecanoe. For Rhett Gish, our ScorersBroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering, this is Jack Kramer reminding you again of the final score here today at Tippecanoe, Fort Loramie 49, Cincinnati Country Day 19.
They're playing basketball.
Quickly Berger the other way for the Redskins. Oh, what a shot. Berger on the dead run. She was clobbered from the side by a Tiger defender. Hooked it high off the glass. Somehow, miraculously, it went in. And the official signals good. It counts. And that's the right call. Well, it was one you would never make in horse, I don't think.
Well, if somebody fouls you in horse, you get the fight anyway.
Color and play-by-play of boys and girls high school basketball can be heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com, including the close shots and close games.
And look out now. Fairlug got it to 2-1. Here is Lessing diving into the lane. Arches up a teardrop in front. Hit the rim twice. Good! It went in. Wow, it's a two-point game, 51-49. Power move by Brady, around and out, no good. Stick back is in. Brady will remove the muscle man on the board. That trip down the floor.
Did a great job of staying with the missed shot.
Open look, 15-footer in again. Sarah Pettinger, red hot. She gains another jumper.
And you will jump for joy when you hear your favorite teams. The Anna Rockets, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Minster Wildcats, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets. They're all winners.
And you're right. It comes down to the coaching. It comes down to the philosophy. These kids don't expect to lose. They figure out a way to do it.
Gordon Beers to the right, still behind the arc. Loops it this side of the top of the key to Gallimore. And Gallimore jumps and shoots a triple. Nothing but court. All net. It was perfect.
Nothing but net. The internet. Scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a quick retry. Left wing. Trevor Modern. Bingo! He's got it for the Raiders. Meyer in the right corner. Set. Shoots the long three ball. Anna left her open. Swish. He's got it. Fine form of that jumper by Cassie Meyer. Here is Sosby faking left, going right. Drew lets one fly. Three-point land. We could tell that one was in all the way. And it is right down through the bottom of the well.
Oh, those state championship moments and special plays.
Baseline to Dylan Cordano. Oh, look at it go. A reverse layup. What a shot by Dylan Cordano. Well, that deserves a super califragilistic expialidocious. It's a good one. Both huge cheering sections of Fort Loramie fans behind us and across the way are going crazy. Bedlam at the Schottenstein Center. The first state title in girls basketball for Fort Loramie. Redskins win it by 15. Let the game begin here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Chuck and I love what we do. We thoroughly enjoy bringing you Shelby County boys and girls basketball. We've got a passion for what we do. We hope you enjoy our webcast coverage. Let's get the party started. 25-footer, Hillscamp. Good! Good! Hillscamp rifles it above.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.